From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Computer science programs around the country are facing an enrollment crisis. The number of students has plummeted since the end of the dot-com bubble. Some schools have half as many students entering computer studies as they did just a few years ago. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the downturn and what's being done about it.
The University of Maryland in College Park is an example of just how badly interest in computer science has crashed. Jim Pertolo is associate chair of the department.
We went from somewhere around 2,200 majors around the turn of the millennium to somewhere under 600. So that's quite a fluctuation.
And that trend is reflected at other schools. Stuart Zwieben at the Ohio State Computer Science and Engineering Department recently surveyed schools on their CS enrollment. He says the problem was exacerbated by the bumper crop of computer science students who signed up in the late 1990s.
Students went into the programs in the late 90s. They got out in the early 2000s. And that was just the wrong time to get out.
Because the tech boom had busted by then. Zwieben says that collision of high graduation rates and poor job prospects led to the perception that computer science was a dead end. In fact, demand is strong, thanks to the growth of computer-related work in homeland security, genetics, and biotech. Computing associations are trying to get the word out that the job market is robust, but many in the field say they deal with other image problems. Jeanette Wing of the National Science Foundation says many young people picking a major think computer science will lead to a dreary life writing computer code.
There's a wrong impression that computer science is just computer programming. And in fact, computer science has a lot of breadth in the kind of activity that we do, ranging from, of course, theoretical computer science, algorithms and complexity theory, all the way to how do humans and computers work together.
The National Science Foundation is encouraging schools to revamp their programs so students will be attracted to an exciting, multifaceted discipline. Jeanette Wing says the NSF has been awarding grants to help schools with this task.
And to actually promote that you can major in computer science and do anything.
Wing says just as literature majors can become journalists, computer science graduates can choose any career they like. That is what the University of Maryland has been trying to do, and there are small signs of success. New computer science enrollments bottomed out a couple of years ago, and they've been slowly climbing. Pam Krolakowski will graduate from Maryland's computer science department this year. She says many young people still shy away from the field because they think it will mean social death.
That computer scientists and people in the computing field tend to be really antisocial, which is not the case. A lot of our projects are in groups. There are still those few people who would rather spend their whole day in front of the computer, but there's many of us who don't want to do that.
Krolakowski's presence at Maryland is a symbol of another struggle facing the field.
I'm not the only woman in most of my classes. I'm one of the few.
The number of women getting computer science degrees continues to decline, and it remains a small fraction of the number of men in the field. Computer scientists say by the time women get to college, it's probably too late to lure them in. They say attitudes need to change where they are formed, probably in middle school. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.